Thank you, CJ and Gospel Choir. Hey, last week of school this week. Here we are. Can you believe it? And last week of school means last week of chapels and gatherings. This is our last week here and the last gathering on Sunday. And you know that in this semester, we have been listening to God speak to us through the Psalms. And that's what the Psalms is. God always speaks first, and we listen, and we respond. And there's this wonderful dialogue where God speaks, we listen, we speak back, and God speaks back. Well, we've been doing that all semester long, and today we're going to do that again, where we have asked seven of your fellow Hope students from the Ready for Life program, and they have been listening to a psalm for the last month, Psalm 23. And today, they're going to respond to Psalm 23 as they've been listening to it. And so we get the wonderful pleasure and honor to listen and respond to God back in Psalm 23. To help us get that started, Sarah and Margot.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the right paths for his name's sake.
This is my interpretation of the green pastures and the still waters and paths.
Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
This is my interpretation of the darkest valley, also with mountains.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long.
This is my interpretation of heaven.
Thank you, Margot and Sarah. You know, and as we clap, we're really blessing God as we do this, saying, thank you, Lord, for this wonderful way that Margot and Sarah saw Psalm 23. And now we have to help us in another way look at Psalm 23 is Julie and Colleen. And Julie, I know what's helpful for you, Julie, is to close your eyes as we do this. Okay. Here we go.
I follow the Lord because he is my leader. He is wanted in my future. Through my life, there have been problems, but the Lord helps me through. As he will in the future. God will care for me always. And I will live with him in heaven. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie. And now we have Courtney and Katie as they've been listening to Psalm 23. And this is Courtney's way of responding to Psalm 23.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
So we've had artistic artwork by Margot and dramatic reading by Sarah. We've had wonderful signing from Julie and dance interpretation by Courtney. Now we get to see it acted out by Chris, by Adam, by Nate, and our reader is Jocelyn.
God, my shepherd. I don't need a thing. You have bedded me down in the lush meadows. You find me a quiet pools to drink from. True to your word, you let me catch my breath. And send me in the right direction. Even when the way goes through the Death Valley. I'm not afraid when you walk at my side. Your trusty shepherd's crook. Make me feel secure. You serve me a 6-course dinner. Right in front of my enemies. You revive my dropping head, my cups brims with blessings. Your beauty and love chase after me. Every day of my life, I'm back home in the house of God for the rest of my life.
I'm going to ask Julie and Sarah and Margot and Courtney, if you guys would all come up right here. Come on up. Was this a gift today or was this a gift? Did you get a... Did you happen to see Psalm 23 in a new way today? It was awesome. Let's pray. God, you are our good shepherd. Be that to us again today and even this week. What appropriate psalm for each of us as we enter into these last 2 weeks of school. We need you to be our shepherd, to lead us, to guide us, and to encourage us. Thank you even today, Lord, as we saw this scripture afresh and anew, as you used Adam and Chris and Nate and Julie and Courtney and Sarah and Jaslyn and Margot to help us. We bless you. And now, loving shepherd, guide us now as we go to classes and all the things that we have today. And that as we lay our head down on the pillow tonight, as Adam showed us today, that we will be full of gratitude and thanks to you. And we pray this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace.